The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren and both were advanced in years. Once, when he was serving as priest and his divisions turned before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then, when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb, and he will turn away many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit of power and Elijah, to turn the hearts of fathers toward children and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them but remained mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I don't know if any of you have had this experience before where someone at your work is just the absolute favorite of the boss. Always bringing the boss gifts, always kind of sucking up and, you know, doing that whole bit. So they're the favorite of the boss. But then at the same time, they're an absolute jerk to all of their coworkers or anyone below them. Or perhaps we've met the people the person who is a delight to have at dinner, but then turns around and has disdain for the waiters and servers, treating them poorly. So why do I mention this? Because of how St. Luke speaks of Zechariah and Elizabeth. He says, both were righteous in the eyes of God. St. Ambrose tells us, "For not everyone who is righteous in people's eyes is righteous in God's." People have one way of seeing and God another. People see externals, but God sees into the heart. It can happen that someone seems righteous because his virtue is false and is practiced to win people's approval, but he is not virtuous in God's sight if his righteousness is not born of simplicity of soul, but is only simulated in order to appear good. The goodness of Zechariah and Elizabeth, then, is a model for each of us to follow. Zechariah, even though he doubted God for a moment, accepted the consequences and continued his work in the temple. He not only talked the talk, but walked the walk, and this is hard in today's world. We often want to appear good in the eyes of others, to be liked, to be favored. We learn to say the right things and make ourselves you know, just look good. All the while, anger and rudeness and vileness come out as soon as all eyes are off of us. My brothers and sisters, it's important then that we be honest in our dealings with others, that we have integrity of character, that we practice virtue in all aspects, every moment of our life, that we'll really strive to live out those virtues, to live out the gospel, not just to look good to others, but so that we are truly good and righteous in the eyes of our God.